Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Change Radio News. Today is Monday, 5 January 2026. The news is read by Rutendo Chinzara. Here are the news headlines. ZHRC accuses the government of failing to uphold the constitution. ZANU-PF bigwigs battle over affiliate groups. One dies as Makorokoza fight over sex worker. And now for the news in detail. The Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission says state actors are failing to fully uphold the constitution. In its 2025 report, the commission says there is a wide gap between strong laws and enforcement. It cites arbitrary arrests, prolonged detention of activists and journalists, and restrictions on peaceful protest. ZHRC says these actions continue to shrink civic space and create fear. The report mentions the arson attack at SAP's trust offices, the arrest of activist Godfrey Karembera, and the abduction of student leaders, while noting progress in food security and water access. The commission warns that underfunded health care and weak social protection persist. ZHRC urges the government to move from policy promises to full implementation and accountability. Infighting has erupted among ZANU-PF-linked affiliate groups ahead of their planned integration into the ruling party. Sources say senior party figures are battling to control empowerment funds and grassroots structures, creating rival factions within organizations. The disputes have intensified after a resolution at last year's ZANU-PF conference in Mutare directed that affiliates be integrated into party structures. Some politicians are accused of hijacking funds and creating parallel groups to strengthen their positions. Several key affiliates affected include Vapostori for Economic Development, Vendors for ED, Cross Border Traders for ED, Nurses for ED, and Warakashi for ED. Leadership challenges have emerged in multiple groups, raising concerns over accountability and transparency. A violent clash between two groups of illegal miners in Mazowe over a sex worker has left one man dead. The fight took place at Nduku Business Center, where John Banda was fatally stabbed in the rib cage. Mashonaland Central Police spokesperson Inspector Milton Mundembe confirmed the murder case. The dispute started between Gift Machinga Ife and Terence Langton. Machinga Ife survived a shoulder stab before mobilizing again to confront Langton's group. Banda's body has been taken to Concession Hospital mortuary and police are investigating the murder. Four ZESA employees at Karoi Depot have been arrested for allegedly stealing electrical materials worth over US$28,000. Police say the suspect diverted cables collected from Harare and Chinoy before they reached Karoi. The case was reported in early January and investigations are ongoing. The Zimbabwe Immigration Federation says the government is not doing enough to stop illegal migration to South Africa. Founder Luke G.T. says many migrants are economic refugees. He blames the high cost of Zimbabwean passports. A Zimbabwe Republic Police Detective Constable identified as Mushala has been arrested near Bubi River. He was stopped at a roadblock while driving a vehicle carrying large quantities of dhaka and cough syrup, which he initially claimed were chicken cars. Mushala also tried to bribe officers with $200, but they refused. 7 bales of dhaka and 12 boxes of cough syrup were seized. The SAPES Trust says it may take legal action against the Zimbabwe Republic Police over the slow investigation into the bombing of its Harare premises last October. The attack occurred ahead of press conference by activists opposed to proposed presidential term extensions. Police confirmed petrol was used, but no arrests have been made more than 2 months later. South African authorities this morning intercepted 25 people attempting to enter the country illegally through bush. The group was detected and apprehended using drones equipped with high-resolution cameras, which can monitor crossing and identify those helping others enter illegally. The illegal crossers are being processed and returned to Zimbabwe, while anyone found assisting them faces arrest and charges. Opposition politician Job Sikala says he will expose those he claims are plotting to assassinate him when his trial begins in South Africa later this month. Sikala, out on bail, has remained in South Africa since last November after explosives were allegedly found in a vehicle he was traveling in. He denies the charges, claiming the explosives were planted in his uncle's car by people intent on killing him. Sikala says he will return to Zimbabwe once the case is concluded. Hundreds of travelers from Zimbabwe, Malawi, and Zambia are facing long delays at the Beitbridge border post while crossing into South Africa. Authorities say congestion is being caused by limited space and manpower on the South African side, despite most travelers having already cleared Zimbabwean border processes. Zimbabwe now has three permanent operating terminals and expanded parking facilities. South Africa's Border Management Authority says plans are underway to introduce a one-stop border system to ease the congestion, especially during peak periods. The recent wedding of ZANU-PF Politburo member and War Veteran Secretary Douglas Mahia has sparked public debate over the ages of some Liberation War veterans. Citizens have questioned how Mahia, now 60, could have participated in the armed struggle before independence in 1980, when he would have been under 15 years old. Similar questions have been raised about other leaders, with critics asking whether they genuinely represent war veterans or are beneficiaries of political association. And in news from local communities, experts have raised concern over ongoing pollution of Lake Chivero. They blame the lack of pretreatment facilities for industrial waste and raw effluent in Harare as a major contributor to the contamination. In international news, deposed Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro is expected to appear in a New York court today. This follows his capture by the United States military. Maduro faces charges linked to drug trafficking and weapons offenses. U.S. President Donald Trump says America is now in charge in Venezuela. Washington is working to set up an interim government. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the focus is on maintaining leverage. Trump has also warned other countries. He hinted at possible action in Colombia and criticized Mexico over drug trafficking. Trump again said the U.S. needs Greenland for defense. Denmark has rejected the remarks. Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen urged Washington to stop threatening allies. And finally, in sports news, Highlanders Football Club has appointed South African Tawo Senong as their new head coach. Senong replaces Dutchman Pieter de Jong and will be assisted by former Boso player Mkokeli Dube. The rest of the technical team will be announced soon. Former Warriors captain Benjamin Mwaruari is expected to join as technical director to support the new coaching setup ahead of the season. Manchester United have sacked manager Ruben Amorim after just 14 months in charge. The club announced his departure less than a day after a 1-1 draw with Leeds. United say the decision was made to improve their chances of a higher Premier League finish, with the team currently sitting sixth on the table. Former midfielder Darren Fletcher will take charge of Wednesday's league match against Burnley. Amorim won 25 of his 63 matches since taking over in November 2024. to end the news bulletin, here are the headlines once again. ZHRC accuses the government of failing to uphold the constitution. ZANU-PF bigwigs battle over affiliate groups. One dies as Magorokoza fight over a sex worker. And that concludes our bulletin for today. We thank you for listening. From myself, Rutendo Chinzara, and the entire team at Change Radio, we wish you a good night.